Time for another episode of the Country Cooks podcast. This time, talk to Aaron Lewis. Hey again, it's been a while since we've done a little visit to the country with the Nash Country Cooks podcast. It's Bill West here, but I figured I had a nice little chat with a singer that I hadn't known a whole heck of a lot about and actually opened my eyes a little bit to Aaron Lewis. He is the self-proclaimed Northern Redneck and former, I should say, he is the Stained frontman, not former, because still considers himself the Stained frontman. He's achieved some pretty commercial and critical success. His most recent album, been a few months back, he released Sinner, which got the number one spot in the Billboard Top 200 albums chart and the Top Country Albums chart, which is pretty big deal for him, without a heck of a lot of mainstream country airplay. It's a 12-track project, got some interesting stuff on there that I'll ask him about. I caught up with him. He had a show just down the road in Beaufort, South Carolina to talk about that. So asked him some questions about what makes him tick and how he approaches recording some of his quick turnaround music. And then listen to this, one of his new songs he just released.
I see you. You were shining like a diamond in that dress. We were young and love and reckless. We were just two kids. When I went and signed my name.
It's a little sample of Folded Flag. We'll ask him about that song as well. It's Aaron Lewis with the Country Cooks podcast.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Now you're going to be excellent. At the Beaufort Water Festival tonight. It's going to be a warm day today. It looks like 93 or so. How do you like performing in 90-degree weather?
Well, you certainly don't have to worry about being cold.
Sure.
You know, heat and humidity actually works a lot better with a set of vocal cords than
the other
dry
way.
And cold.
I mean, have you been down much in the South Carolina area doing a lot of shows?
I've played lots in South Carolina. I don't think I've ever been to Beaufort.
What a great city, and it'll be a really great day today. About one of the most picturesque cities you can get.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to actually being able to get off the bus.
Yes, in fact, I was seeing some of the there's some interesting little activities before that too, like water ski shows. So there's plenty to see out and about. You fish, right?
I do, like a maniac.
Yeah, there's going to be some good fishing down in South Carolina, too. But actually, I want to get back to the music. I know you got, tell me about Folded Flag, because that's going to be off a new record?
Well, we just didn't want to wait to put it on the new record, so we just put it out.
Gotcha.
And we put together, you know, a 3-hour recording session on a day off in between shows and stopped in Nashville and recorded it real quick and kept playing, kept going out. And then next thing you know, it was finished and we just didn't want to wait. So we put it right out. And it was a song written for the soldier that didn't make it home that left his new wife and unborn baby and never made it home.
I'll play it here in a second. Is that one that makes the set list tonight?
Absolutely.
And there's certainly plenty of military families in there down there in Beaufort that'll appreciate that for sure.
Well, we recorded it for them, so I hope that they do.
Now, the album Sinner title track is with Willie. What was it like, and how did a collaboration with Willie Nelson come about?
Well, the collaboration came about through a long time relationship with Buddy Cannon,
yep,
who is the producer on my record, and you know, I asked him if we could reach out to Willie and see if he could if he'd be willing to do something on the record. And it was that simple. Kind of like on the first country record I put out with George Jones and Charlie Daniels being on the record. You know, my producer at the time, I mean, he dialed their numbers into his phone off the top of his head. He didn't even go into his directory on his phone. He just dialed them up, and we're like, it was like, hey, I'm in the studio with this guy, and he'd love to have you come in and do something. All right, cool. You'll be here Thursday. Cool. Hung up the phone, but like, what's next? And you know, I was dumbfounded. I sat there staring at him with my jaw gaping open, not really believing that that just happened.
Does that check off?
Check that off the list.
Yeah, so does that check off like all of your country influences that you get to record with, or are there some others?
It definitely covers a good amount.
And I noticed that you have Traveling Soldier on the latest album, which I've always loved that song. How'd you end up picking that?
I heard my daughter singing that song around the house thousands of times, and just she sings it so well, and so in the thoughts of creating a daddy-daughter moment that would just be, you know, set in time forever, I asked her if she would come to Nashville and sing it for my record. And she sang the song three times.
You said,
and absolutely killed it.
You do that? You record in just a tight crunch kind of time frame? I know that was a different situation, but with
we recorded the entire record that you thanked me. I mean, that you congratulated me for the number one release of in 16 hours.
Wow. So compare your first albums in the rock world compared to the Nashville, some people call it the Nashville machine. All right. What are the big differences?
Well, for me, the big difference really is that it's recording somewhere else, and it's not taking anywhere near the amount of time that we would have taken with Stained.
Wow. Okay.
I mean, the last Stained record that we did took 6 months, and the country records that I've done, you know, they were all hours, not months, hours. You know, my first, the Road, I think, was 32 hours. And Sinner was 16 hours, you know, the entire record done from top to bottom.
And is that
one or two live takes of every song, all of us playing it together, no one going back and redoing anything. It's truly how they used to do it, where you had to be able to nail it and not go back and cut and paste and use Pro Tools to be able to make everything perfect. I mean, these were both of those records were one and two live takes per song. That's it.
Is that an Aaron thing, or is Buddy Cannon in on
no,
that philosophy as well? Yeah. Definitely
that's
not a Nashville thing.
A thing. I don't like overproducing and overthinking, and I don't like that. What has happened on those last two records has been nothing short of magic in the studio.
Yeah, it sounds like country music in Nashville certainly gets critiqued for overproducing and processing the music. What would you say about the state of Nashville these days in country music?
It's lost its identity.
Yeah.
Completely and totally lost its identity. I couldn't, there's nothing that There's nothing aside from a whole bunch of lyrical cliches that define country music anymore.
Obviously, you didn't write Traveling Soldier. Are you writing everything on your albums? Is the songwriter world different in Nashville than the...
No, I'm still writing everything. I've borrowed a couple songs on the last two records. You know, Traveling Soldier obviously was borrowed. Whiskey and You by Chris Stapleton was borrowed, but you know, that was also borrowed by Tim McGraw 10 years ago.
Okay.
And then Granddaddy's Gun on the Road, that's a Bobby Pinson, Red Akins, Dallas Davidson, Ben Hayslip song.
Okay.
I believe it would be the Peach Pickers.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
Well, so they wrote that song. But other than that, other than those three songs that I just said and a co-write on Sunday Every Saturday Night with Ira Dean, who's a very dear friend of mine, I've written every song I've ever recorded, both Stained and the country stuff.
What can people expect to see from a Aaron Lewis show?
A very country show with some reminders thrown in here and there of a previous career that I still have.
Aaron Lewis, thank you very much. We're going to play on the way out. I'm going to play Folded Flag and appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you, sir.
Sending all the love I ever had inside this folded. Two men with starched-white gloves fold the colors till they touch. It's probably more than I deserve, but I'm proud to get this much. I'm sending all the love I ever had inside this folded flag. Sending all the love I ever had inside this folded flag.
Aaron Lewis, good spending some time to chat with him. That is actually not on the most recent Sinners album. He released that most recently just on iTunes and digitally there. Folded Flag. All right, that wraps it up for me. Bill West here. You want to find out more about me, I would love for you to go to my website and grab a copy of this free cookbook that I've got out, Sauces and Sides. You can grab your own copy. Again, it's free at barbecuetricks.com. Got a couple of other books in the works, so keep on checking back for updates. And I will leave you with a little foodie quote from, this time from Jimmy Carter, who once said, quote, "Go out on a limb. That's where the fruit is."